This is the Sakar Murli of the 16th of December, 2024. Essence, sweet children, this study for becoming pure is easier than all other studies. Young ones, adults, and the elderly can all study it. You simply have to know your 84 births. Question. What should each of you, young and old, practice? Answer. Each of you should practice relating this knowledge because you are the children of the Murlidhar. If you do not relate this knowledge, you are unable to claim a high status. Keep giving this knowledge to someone or other and your mouth will open. That is, you will gain the confidence to relate this knowledge. Each one of you must become a teacher like the Father. You have to teach others what you study. Little children also have a right to this education. They too have a right to claim the inheritance from the unlimited Father. Om Shanti. The anniversary of Shiv Baba's birth will soon be here. How are you going to tell others about it? You have to explain to others in the way that the Father explains to you. It is not that Baba has to teach everyone else just as he teaches you. Shiv Baba teaches you. You know that he is teaching you through this body. You definitely celebrate the birth of Shiva. You also mention Shiva's name. He is the incorporeal one. He is called Shiva. Those people say Shiva is beyond the cycle of birth and death. So how can you celebrate his birthday? You understand how you have been celebrating it in different ways and how you will continue to celebrate it. Therefore, you have to explain this to them. The Father comes and takes the support of this body. He definitely does need a mouth with which to speak, and that is why the mouth of the cow is praised. This is a somewhat complicated secret. You have to understand Shiv Baba's occupation. You understand that our unlimited Father has come. Only from him do we receive our unlimited inheritance. The people of Bharat definitely had the unlimited inheritance. No one else had this. Bharat is called the land of truth, and the Father is also called the truth. You should explain these things. Nevertheless, some don't understand this as quickly as others do. Here, both yoga and education can slip away very easily. Of these, yoga is the more slippery. This knowledge stays in the intellect, but remembrance is repeatedly forgotten. The knowledge of how you take 84 births remains in your intellects. Those who have this knowledge are the ones whose intellects can understand that only those who come in the first number will take 84 births. Lakshmi and Narayan are said to be the first and most elevated deities. The story of changing from an ordinary human into Narayan is also very well known. In many places, on the day of the full moon, they read the story of becoming the true Narayan. You understand that you are now truly studying with Baba how to change from a human being into Narayan. This is the study to become pure. It is also the easiest of all studies. You just have to understand the cycle of 84 births. This study is the same for everyone, young and old. Little children have a right to this education too. There is a lot of time for their parents to continue to teach them a little at a time. Children have to be taught to have remembrance of Shiv Baba. The father of souls is different from a father of bodies. Souls are incorporeal children, and the father too is incorporeal. The intellects of you children know that the incorporeal Shiv Baba is your father, and that he is very tiny. You have to remember this well. You must not forget it. We souls are also as tiny as points. It is not that when you go up you will seem larger, and that when you are down you will appear smaller. No, it is always a point. When you go up above, it would be as though you can't be seen because you are a point. How can you see a point? You children have to think about these things very deeply. I, this soul, came here from above to play my part through a body. Souls don't decrease or increase in size. Their physical organs are at first small, and then they grow larger. You now have to explain these things to others in a way that you have understood them. It is certain that you will teach this knowledge in the way that you studied it, number-wise. All definitely have to become teachers and teach this knowledge to everyone. The Father has all of this knowledge. He is the very tiny Supreme Soul. He always resides in the Supreme Abode. He only comes here once at this confluence age. When people become very unhappy, they call out to the Father, "Come and make us happy." You children now understand that you kept calling out, "Baba, come and take us away from this impure world to a pure, new, happy world in the Golden Age. Show us the path to go there." It is only when he himself comes that he can show you the path. He only comes when the world has to be transformed. This is a very simple matter to understand. Note down what Baba explains every day, so that you can also explain it in the same way. By practicing in this way, your mouths will open. That is, you will have the confidence to relate this knowledge. You are the children of the Murlidhar, and so you definitely have to become Murlidhars. By benefiting others in this way, you will claim a high status in the new world. Other studies are for here, this world. This study is for the future new world, where there will be constant happiness. The five vices that cause everyone distress do not exist there. Here you are in Ravan's kingdom, which is a foreign kingdom. You are the ones who were in your kingdom at the beginning. You would call it the new world. Then Bharat is called an old world. It is said that Bharat exists in the new world. You wouldn't say that the people of Islam or the Buddhists are in the new world, no. It is now in your intellects that the Father comes and awakens you children. Such is his part in the drama. He comes to change Bharat into heaven. Bharat, the first land, is called heaven. The lifespan of Bharat is limited. To say that it is hundreds of thousands of years makes it unlimited. Things of hundreds of thousands of years couldn't be remembered by anyone's intellect. Barrett used to be new. You would say that it is now old. Barrett is to become a new world again. You understand that you are now becoming the masters of that new world. The Father advises you souls to remember him so that you become new and pure and that you will also receive new bodies. New souls and your bodies become totally Satipratthana. You receive the kingdom for only happiness. This drama is eternally predestined. There is that happiness and peace in that new world. There are no storms, etc. there. In the unlimited world of peace, everyone is peaceful. Here, because there is peacelessness, everyone is peaceless. Everyone in the Golden Age is peaceful. This is a wonderful thing. This play is eternally predestined. This is an unlimited aspect. Engineering and barrister, etc., that others study are limited. Your intellects now have this unlimited knowledge. The Father only comes once and explains the secrets of this unlimited drama. You had never heard before how this unlimited drama continues to be performed. You now understand how the golden and silver ages passed, and how it was the kingdom of deities during that time. In the Silver Age, it was the kingdom of Rama. All the other religions came later on. You know about all the religions such as Islam, Buddhism and Christians, etc. They all came in the last 2,500 years. The Iron Age lasts for 1,250 years. Everything is accounted for. It is not that the world lasts 2,500 years, no. Acha, who else was there? You have to think about this. Before they came, the different religions, the deities were definitely here. They too were human beings, but they had divine virtues. The Sun and Moon dynasties lasted for 2,500 years. Everyone else came during the second half of the cycle. No one else can account for any more years. There are four parts: full, three quarters, half, and a quarter. It is divided equally. The deities exist during the first half of the cycle. It is said that there was the Sun Dynasty kingdom in the Golden Age and the Moon Dynasty kingdom of Rama in the Silver Age. You can prove that those who come at the beginning of the Golden Age have the longest lifespans. The cycle is 5,000 years, yet those people speak of 8.4 million species. They also say that this cycle lasts for hundreds of thousands of years. No one could accept that. The world population couldn't be that large. Therefore, the Father sits here and explains. All of that is ignorance, whereas this is knowledge. Where did this knowledge come from? No one knows that either. Only the One Father is the ocean of knowledge. He is the one who gives this knowledge through this mouth. They speak of the mouth of the cow. This refers to all of you being adopted through this mother, the cow. It is very easy to explain this small matter. If you only explain for a day and then stop, their intellects would become involved in other matters. Do school children only study for a day, or do they study regularly? This knowledge cannot be learnt in one day. The unlimited Father is teaching you, and so the study he teaches must also be unlimited. He gives you an unlimited kingdom. That unlimited kingdom existed in Bharat. Lakshmi and Narayan ruled that unlimited kingdom. No one else even dreams of these things, so they don't even ask how they claimed their kingdom. Because they were yogi souls, they had a great deal of purity, and their lifespans were therefore long. We too were yogis, but then, whilst taking 84 births, we definitely had to become those who indulge in sensual pleasures. People don't know that they too would have taken rebirth. They cannot be called a god and goddess. No one else who takes 84 births would go there before them. Those who rule at the beginning of the Golden Age are the ones who take 84 births. Then others come down number-wise. You souls become deities, and then warriors, as your celestial degrees continue to decrease. It has been remembered that those who were worthy of worship become worshippers. You change from being Satobritan to Tamobritan. Whilst taking rebirth, you come down. Although all of this is very easy to remember, Maya is such that she makes you forget everything. You could collect all of these points of knowledge and make a book of them. However, none of this is going to remain. It is temporary. The Father did not recite any Gita. The Father is now explaining everything in the same way as he did in the previous cycle. All of those Vedas and scriptures, etc., will be created later on. All of them, the whole lot, will be burnt when destruction takes place. There are no religious books in the Golden and Silver Ages. They will be created again on the path of devotion. So many things are created on the path of devotion. They create effigies of Ravan, but because they don't understand why, they are unable to explain anything. The Father explains why they create these effigies every year and burn them. Ravan is definitely a great enemy, but no one knows in what way he is everybody's enemy. They think that he is perhaps their enemy because he abducted Sita. If he had abducted Rama's Sita, he would have been a great bandit. When did he abduct her? Would you say at the start of the Silver Age or at the end of the Silver Age? You have to think about these things. Could she have been abducted? Which Rama's Sita was abducted? Was there a kingdom of Rama and Sita? Has there only been one Rama and Sita? This is just like a story in the scriptures. You have to think about which Sita it was. There are 12 Ramas and Sitas. So which of the Sitas was abducted? It must have been the one at the end. You talk about the abduction of Rama's Sita. There cannot have been only one kingdom within the sovereignty of Rama. There must have been that dynasty. So which number Sita was abducted? All of these matters have to be understood very well. You children can explain to anyone all of these secrets with great coolness. The father explains that people have become so unhappy while stumbling along so much on the path of devotion. When they are in extreme unhappiness, they cry out, "Baba, take me away from this sorrow." Ravan is nothing physical. If he were something, why do you kill your king every year? Ravan must have had a wife too. They show Madodri as his wife. Have you ever seen anyone make an effigy of Madodri and burn that? Therefore, the father sits here and explains, all of those are false Maya and false bodies. You are now sitting here to change from false humans into real deities. There is such a difference. There you will always speak the truth. That is the land of truth, whereas this is a land of falsehood, in which everything people say is false. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and you spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Churn this unlimited study that the father, the ocean of knowledge, teaches you every day. You must teach others what you study. 2. Understand very clearly how this unlimited drama is moving along and how it is an eternally predestined and wonderful drama. Then explain the significance of this to others. Blessing. May you imbibe the elevated dana of purity and the sanskars of one religion and become a powerful emperor. The religion, dharma, that is the dana of your self-sovereignty is purity. One religion means one dana. Let there not be any impurity, that is, any other religion, even in your thoughts or dreams, because where there is purity, there can be no name or trace of any impurity, that is, there can be nothing wasteful or sinful. Those who fill themselves with such sanskars of complete purity become powerful emperors. The future world is created on the basis of the elevated sanskars you imbibe at the present time. The sanskars you imbibe now are the foundation of the future world. Slogan. Those who have true love for the one God become victorious jewels. Om Shanti.